It's Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and welcome to the show. It's so wonderful to be with you today. Last Sunday, I was actually in New York, and I, for those of you that have been following, know that I was recently knighted on September 28th, and they had a ceremony in New York knighting a couple of people, and I was in the procession there, and it was amazing. The people, there was a princess from New Zealand, there was a man from South Africa doing the most incredible educational work. There were doctors that are just doing groundbreaking information. It was one of the most extraordinary days and experiences that I've ever had. And then I had the opportunity to be in the United Nations, which was incredible. Security was incredible. And the work that's being done in the United Nations was just so special. And then I had the opportunity to be with a women's prison association and to help people that are in transition. So it was really an amazing week. I saw a new baby being born, and now I am back with you. And when I think about all of the women that are being helped around the world and all of the stories and all of the fairy tales and all of the first chances and all of the way that dreams can come true, this is just such a special show for me. And then when I made my list of what I really wanted to share with you, tools and techniques for a better life, and as we've been talking about relationships and step-parenting, and we've been talking about how to combine your money, how to buy your first house, how to speak the unspeakable, how to get rid of wedding jitters. And then one of the aspects that we really want to focus on are that, you know, the health aspect and the beauty aspect. And when I was really thinking about what can I bring you in beauty that's extraordinary, that same kind of extraordinary, that same kind of special, that same kind of magic. So we're not just talking about a table arrangement or flowers, or we're talking about what is stunning. We talked about what is the word, when you say the word stunning, what does the word stunning mean to you? What does beautiful mean to you? What does breathtaking mean to you? And when you think about wedding pictures that last forever, and you think about ways that women feel beautiful, one of the ways it's the most extraordinary and most special ways to feel beautiful is really through our hair. And we think about hair really tells us our vibrance. It tells us our life. A glowing, beautiful, flowing hair really radiates health and happiness. We look at fairy tales with princesses, and we always think of this long, flowing, gorgeous, radiant hair. And so how do you have that fairy tale yourself? So today, our guest is Sarah Sierra, and she is the pinnacle, the cherry on the sundae in hair. And when we talk about what makes long, flowing, gorgeous hair, and can everybody have that? Yes, they can. She specializes in hair extensions, which is in itself a class of its own. And you don't even realize all of the ways that we can have this beautiful, flowing, glowing, fairy tale, happily ever after hair, how easy it is to maintain when you're on your honeymoon, when you're in your life, when you have babies, when you have children. And that is really the way to go. So Sarah Sierra is a hair extension specialist of 24 years. Her work has been sought out by numerous celebrities due to the quality of her work and, of course, her really divine artistry. She is one of the leading experts in the hair extension industry, and she was one of the very first in the hair extension industry to expand it from being strictly African-American women's hairstyle to now being employed by varieties of people. Most of them are especially in the entertainment industry. Did you ever wonder when you watch a movie how all of a sudden people have this luscious, gorgeous hair and how they have that? She does all the methods of hair extensions, which we're going to talk about today, in addition to her very own methods. Now, I've witnessed and I've watched Sarah do hair extensions and do her artistry and her magic. She takes such incredible care, such incredible precision. And you could see she sees it in her head what she's going to do before she even does it. And the results are breathtaking, just absolutely breathtaking. She's been an integral part of popularizing hair extensions and her inventions, which we'll talk about today, and the new methods promise to really revolutionize a field that's already been marked with so much success. So I'm so excited. Please welcome our very first guest in the health and beauty world to Hourglass Bride, Sarah Sierra. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so, so much. That's such a beautiful, beautiful introduction. I'm very, very happy and very humbled. Again, thank you. And hello, everyone. It's wonderful to be here today. Congratulations. I mean, what a wonderful week you've had. You know, most people dream of a week, you know, who can, oh, it's just amazing, really.
Oh, thank you. And it's so funny because when people say what's new, you know, I don't know, do I say I was knighted, I was at the United Nations, you know, where do you begin? But today I really want to talk about, you know, when we think about fairy tales and weddings, you know, when we think about Cinderella and Snow White and, you know, all of the fairy tales of our childhood where the prince comes in Rapunzel, whatever that is, always, always we think about these princesses with this gorgeous hair. We think about the handsome prince, and then we think about the princess with the beautiful dress and this incredible hair. And so we know we've got the idea of the wedding dress, and then how do you make that fairy tale princess look? And can everyone look like that? Can everybody look like a fairy tale princess?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, hair throughout history is one of those things that has always captured us. We have been completely, our beauty has always been with us, you know, from the beginning of time. Just not long ago, I was watching a documentary on the History Channel, and they were, you know, they exhumed some of the mummies. And it was fascinating to find out and to see that the same methods that are used today in the braiding to make hair longer were being, you know, then. So we've been fascinated with having beautiful long hair always. And in Egypt, in fact, the women who, and this is how you would know, you know, who was in the upper, you know, society, the women who could afford the real human hair would buy it and would have it braided into their hair to have this beautiful long hair. Where if you were, you know, you didn't have the means, then they would weave long threads of wool and you would use that to create braids, and all those braids would be long and then you would have long hair. So, you know, you have the little girls who put tells on their hair and say, oh, look at my long hair. I mean, hair has been a big part of us and will always be here. Just throughout the, you could see that throughout history, the wigs, hair, it's one of those things that, it's not one of those things that is just a fad. It's definitely something that is here to stay. And now we have found, it's not just, you know, for the celebrities. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond just having that beautiful long hair, what it creates for the person inside. I have clients, you know, they range in age, but we're talking, let's say, someone who's 80 years old. The hair gets super thin, and then we have these beautiful pieces, and I put them in, and, you know, when they first see themselves, it's they literally, you know, start crying because, tell me, this is the difference between me staying home, not wanting to go out there because I don't want anyone to focus on my hair, to just being able to go to the market, something so simple that, you know, we can take for granted, and they can go to the market, and they're confident. And it doesn't matter that she's 80. Somebody could be feeling like that, you know, 20 years old. It just, it's so much more than just the appearance of it. It really, I'm finding more and more how deep it really chises our hair and how fascinated we've been forever from the beginning of time with our beautiful hair and just, you know, wanting to look beautiful in general. So it's wonderful to be a part of that, in that, you know, someone may need, you know, maybe just a simple, a few extensions, where somebody may need something more elaborate, where it's a combination of maybe a hairpiece and extensions. But yeah, anyone, everyone can have beautiful hair. It's just a matter of seeing, you know, what that person needs, what their lifestyle is. Is it someone who's really busy? Is it someone who, you know, is not so busy? There's so many ways to go about it. And even though it's hair extensions, it's different for everyone. It's not one pattern for everyone. Everyone's personality, lifestyle dictates what type maybe should be put in. So I love it. To me,
absolutely.
I love the before.
And the after is just, I've watched you work. And to me, it's magic. I mean, before we ever met, I had extensions. And one of the things that I used to love about the extensions, other than the way it looked, because every picture I ever took when I had my extensions, like, my hair always looked great. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was early in the morning. It didn't matter if I was on a sailboat in a windstorm. But it was so easy to maintain. And at that point, I was traveling all over the world. I was going from, like, one crazy country to another. And it was fantastic. I mean, my hair just always looked wonderful. And, you know, and now I'm ready to do it again, and you're going to do it. And, you know, we're going to come back and tell everybody.
Wonderful.
But it's, you know, so tell me, when I watch you work, how your mind works, how did you get into this business? First, it's such a gift, and it's such a talent, and you have this unbelievable talent. So how did you start?
Thank you.
Did you see somebody do this? Did you see a magazine,
yes,
or what drew you to this?
No, you know, I was actually going through cosmetology school. I knew I wanted to do hair. I was preparing to get my cosmetologist license. And where I went to school, luckily we had a great mixture of ethnicity. So it was wonderful because that's where I was first introduced to hair extensions when we were going through our senior year of school. We had free time, and I had always admired this girl's hair. It looked like Donna Summer's hair, just beautiful, long, curly hair. And that's the hair I wanted. Mine is straight. So. And I saw they were literally, it looked like they were cutting it at the root. So I ran over there and I said, "Don't cut your beautiful hair off." And she goes, "Oh, it's fake." And it just, forget it. I was stuck like glue there. I saw the whole thing, how they, you know, took the hair extensions off, how the hair was braided, how it was sewn back in. And just to see her without hair, and then to see her with her beautiful hair again, my gosh, what a difference. And that's what really never, to this day, it hasn't left me. It still gets me the same way, that before and after. And what it did for her confidence, you know, it just, she didn't get up and walk around the room. And, you know, her hair looked good, but boy, once those extensions went in, she was a different person. So that's when I saw it, I was so fascinated by it. I fell in love with it, and I said, I really want to learn this. And one of the girls was so sweet, and she said, "Well, you know, you braid overhand, this is underhand." And I said, "Listen, I'll practice." She goes, "Okay, I'll show you how to braid. Do one braid, you practice on your own, and then you're on your own." And that's what happened. So by the time I graduated, got my license, I was had practiced so much. I was literally very, very good. And I think part of it is because I loved it. I love it. So I was braiding their hair. I was sewing them in. And the compliment I always got was, "It didn't hurt." So I thought, this is my thing. And that's how I started. That's how I was introduced to hair extensions.
That's
over,
incredible.
What, 1984? Yeah.
Wow. And one of the things that, you know, sort of astonishes me the most, and we talk about stunning. You heard me at the beginning of the show saying the word stunning. What is stunning? What is beautiful? What is? And it looks so natural. The people that you do work on, that you would never know that they have extensions in. And so, do you look at them and just say, this is their natural beauty, and I'm going to enhance that, whether that be with highlights or volume or color. How do you do what you do? You're like a
right.
painter.
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right. It's one of those things, you know, where you do look at the person. And one thing with hair extensions is that you want them to be natural. Sometimes you need more. Sometimes less is more. And it's matching the texture. If you match the texture and the color, you know, you're going to be more than 90% where you need to be with them, because a lot of times, sometimes maybe it's not so much the work is not great or not done right, but it's because the hair doesn't match and the texture is off, it's a dead giveaway. And those are details that matter so much. You want to match the hair so exact to where it doesn't draw attention to your eye, where you question it. It just, you know, you see the person and you see beautiful hair, and you don't question it because everything is there. It's flowing. The color's flowing. The texture's flowing. And that's a big key on that.
And I know that when, you know, you read all these women's magazines, Cosmopolitan and Vogue and whatever, you know, Elle, Mademoiselle, and they always have these surveys what men are attracted to, and hair is always at the top of the list. Men are always attracted to women's hair.
Oh, yes. I think it goes back to caveman days, you know, where women have the long hair, and you see that on drawings where the men wrap their arm around the women's hair and take them to their cave. I mean, it's just, men love hair. Men love long hair on women. I just think it's one of those things that's very feminine and very sexy, and, you know, it really becomes that, it frames you. So, and men are very visual. And I think, you know, when they see a woman and they see that beautiful long hair, they love it. They love it.
That's fantastic. Now, when we think about the wedding and all these things we have to do, we have to get our dress and we have to get our table arrangements and we have to make sure that relatives that like each other are sitting at the same table or they're sitting apart or whatever that is, find the music in the band. And then, you know, so we're finding that person to do our hair. And how long do hair extensions last? Like if I was, you know, if I'm a February bride, would I get extensions now, and would they last into the honeymoon, and how often do you get them done? And, you know, can I, you know, I was also talking about that when you have a new baby, like I think hair extensions are great because I think it's so easy. You don't have to do anything. Your hair looks beautiful all the time.
Right.
But what would you recommend to our listeners out there that are listening to this saying, gosh, hair extensions, that would be perfect.
Yes. No, what I really recommend is definitely give yourself time before the wedding. Maybe, you know, if you can do a month, it's great. You can really, you learn to work with them. You get used to them. You see how well you like them. You see maybe, you know what, I like this method, but maybe I want less maintenance. Let's say instead of sewing in a couple of sewn-in rows will last you a solid month. You can push it to a month and a half. The only reason it's not recommended to go longer than that is because you don't want to put the pressure of the growth of the weight of the extension to put too much tension. That's the key, where you don't want damage. So for a wedding, I always recommend definitely do it a month before the wedding, just to get very acclimated with everything about the extensions and getting comfortable with them. You decide, yes, I love this, then you will know, okay, well, you know, I have going to go on my honeymoon. I don't want to deal with having to, you know, figure out what time to come back to retighten or do the individuals. The individuals, you can go solid 3 months. You can push it maybe even 3.5. And, again, I recommend it, but you can. And you will forget about your hair. It'll be the one thing you don't have to worry about. It's like you said, you know, you wake up and you have this beautiful, sexy bedroom hair, or you just got out of the water, but because it's so full and thick, then you don't have to worry about it looking so thin and Anyway, your hair will look beautiful, dry, wet, windblown, because it's there. It's so full and so beautiful. It's just one thing you will not have to, you know, oh, if I jump in the pool and my hair is so thin, and then when I come out, then I have to make sure, you know, I blow it dry right away. Nothing like that. It'll dry beautifully. You want to match the, if the person has a wave, then you want to get the wavy hair, and this way if it gets wet and it dries, then it all looks beautiful and even, and you don't have wavy hair with straight hair, you know. But definitely give yourself the time to get to know them, and they will definitely go, you know, you'll last the wedding all the way through your honeymoon and some.
So. That's perfectly timed. I just think that's amazing. Now, I was looking at, first of all, your website is beautiful.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's really so beautifully done. And so first I want to tell people what your website is so they can find it, and then I want to talk about your website. So can you tell people how to find you?
Yes, you can find me on Sarah Sierra at sarahsierra.com. And my personal email is sarahsierrahair@icloud.com.
At iCloud, I like that. And spell Sarah, because I know there are different spellings of Sarah, so
yes.
We have people listening from all over the world. So as they're busy writing,
yes.
Make
right.
sure that they have it correct.
Thank you. S-A-R-A-S-I-E-R-R-A, Sarah Sierra.
Beautiful.
And so it is. Thank you.
Your website is just gorgeous. And then I was looking under services, and it says there's a whole list that I didn't even know about. It says, you know, copper cylinder and keratin and, you know, the sewn in, and then tinsel glitter, which just caught my eye. So can you tell us, you know, that you're talking about individual glued, or, I mean, that's what I had. I had the individual that were glued, and then at one point I had individual, which were just like almost like little bobby pins or little metal that they, you know, squeezed together. And
right.
But it was seamless. It was, people could never, ever, 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 ever tell. And I could never even feel that they were in there. So what are the different types? And if people are calling around, or if they're calling you, what do they know what to ask for? And
right. A lot has to do with the person's hair texture. What I find sometimes is that, let's say someone with very curly hair, that's always going to be, you know, maybe flat ironing or needing to put oils or other things on their hair to straighten their own hair to, you know, where they're doing the extensions, then you don't want to put something like keratin, because keratin, it breaks down with oils, with conditioner. So then that's when I would recommend the copper cylinder, and it's a color-coated cylinder. So the inside is copper, but it's color-coated, so it matches the person's own hair color. And
oh,
the
cool.
advantage to that, yeah, and the advantage to that is you want copper, because copper is one of those elements that is found in our own body, so it's good for us. It's not bad. And when you do hair color, it's one of the elements that it's not going to interfere with the hair color. Where if it's a cheap metal cylinder, then you run the risk of the hair actually burning with the hair color because of the chemical reaction of the metal and the hair color. So it's very important. And I always, you know, my number one thing above anything is that the person's hair that they have, that I'm going to protect that, and I can promise you it'll grow, you know, it'll get thicker. That has a lot to do with hormones and age and all kinds of different other things. Surgeries, you know, play a big role in that stress. But whatever you do have, my number one thing is to make sure we're going to keep it, and we're going to keep it healthy and growing, and that's why I only use the best products. Never, when it comes to your hair, it don't go cheap, because it ends up costing a lot more in the long run to use, you know, where you'd use a copper cylinder versus a metal cylinder, there's going to be a big difference and there's going to be damage. And maybe you might not see it right away, but eventually you might. And those are things that I think are very important as a cosmetologist and anyone out there who's doing hair extensions, that they put their clients, the health of their hair before anything, you know. I would appreciate that, so I'm sure anyone I work on would really appreciate that. And then from then, you know, you just build a beautiful mane. And depending on their hair texture, maybe for a person, the sewn-in row works the best. Maybe the person, you know, sometimes some people cannot stand to have even a bobby pin in their head. It's sore, it gets tender. So then that's when I would recommend to sew it in, because it's a more, the hold that it takes, it's more of a solid rather than different points. So it's talking with the person, really getting to know, you know, how, checking their hair, how strong it is. Because maybe you want the individuals and you can stand them, but the thing is your hair strong enough to sustain them? And so it's all these different variables that you definitely, you know, don't learn in one day. They have a lot of these one-day courses, and I really think it's been such a disservice, because it's really, it's something that you learn with time. All these things are things that I have learned throughout the years, and I can tell you I would love to see that the person's health of their hair comes first, that should be a main focus, and then worry about, you know, what method and all that. But if you're using quality product, you're seeing your client's hair where it's at as far as how strong it is and what the person's lifestyle is. You know, if somebody works out every day and they need to pick up their hair a lot, then that would tell me, okay, you know what, maybe for you we can do combine two methods. Because you pick up your hair a lot in a ponytail, we can do individuals on the perimeter, but then on the inside we can sneak in a couple of rows, so that'll give you a lot of hair. But then when you're washing it, it's holding it very well. It's not going to get damaged in any way.
That was one of the things, as I jump in here for a second, was, you know, that was the thing that really astonished me the most, is that how much you care. You really care. I mean, that separates you from everyone else that does hair this way, is how much you care about their clients, not just the end result and how gorgeous and beautiful it's going to be, which you just do naturally, but the fact that you really take such time and such precision. That's what I was saying, it's like watching an artist. When I watch you, it's just there is so much heartfelt care for the person, for what they need, for, and I love that's who you are, and that you have that kind of passion and desire to not only beautify your clients, but really to make sure that, you know, the health of their hair is maintained and sustained. And so it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. No, and I do. I love it. I love doing it. And I often think about it as almost like sculpting, but it's with hair. You're sculpting with hair. So it's really neat. I see it like that, you know, where it's my art. My art piece finished. I love it. I love it.
And then tinsel glitter. It's Christmas. Talk to me about the tinsel glitter hair extensions. I just made me smile when I read it on your site.
Oh, yes. It comes in all colors, from silver to gold to red, green, you name it. It's a rainbow of colors in the tinsel. And it can be incorporated in the extensions, and it doesn't matter if it's the individuals or if it's the polymer, you know, the keratin, or if it's the sewn-in. This special tinsel, it curls. If you, you know, put rollers on, it'll curl with it, no problem. And it's fun. It's really just one of those things, fun. Some people like feathers in their hair. I mean, I've even had clients where they love, for around this time, you know, for the holidays, they like a little ribbon in there, or but the tinsel's really popular, definitely. It just the shimmer of it, and it's so pretty. It's definitely very festive, definitely. And it's fun.
Sounds like so much fun. I mean, it sounds like a celebration in your head. And just when I was reading it, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. And then I know you were talking about at the top of the show about, you know, how any age, and you could be, you know, an 80-year-old woman, you could be a new bride, you can be. And so do some people use extensions not for the length but for fullness or for highlights, or could you have short hair and still have extensions?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's the beauty of hair extensions, that it has transcend, you know, age barriers, definitely. But the other thing, too, you're very correct about that. It's not necessarily hair extensions. It's not just necessarily long hair. Someone may have a beautiful, you know, short bob haircut. Adding a few extensions in there, it just fills it up beautifully. Where if you see the person, you know, from the angle or from behind, or it just the haircut comes to life, or you know, it's a beautiful haircut but there's not enough hair, it doesn't show it off. And as soon as you put the thickness in there, doesn't matter how short, it'll just bring out that beautiful haircut. And some people just want highlights. They want the, let's say, the platinum highlights, but the hair, if they keep doing that, then the hair, you know, will eventually break off. So this is a great way to just get highlights done, any color. You don't have to worry about what color or how blonde and how light. You can have them, and it's not going to damage your hair. And, of course, because it's extra hair, it automatically makes it thicker. And, you know, if it's long, then it adds to that, too. So it you may want it for one thing, but it ends up just, you know, adding all these extra benefits at the same time. It's great.
I'd love it. And then you were talking about human hair versus, you know, sewing wool in your hair or something. So do we want human hair? And I know that there's like Indian hair and Chinese hair, and how do you know, and do you get the hair for the clients, or do they go find it themselves? Or
yes, I usually what I like to do is to get the hair for the client, because I see those things, you know, the texture, the color, the different colors. I blend colors to make colors, not necessarily where they have to be colored to match the person, but it's amazing how the blend of all these colors just make that beautiful color. And when the sun hits it or the light, you know, it's beautiful. It comes to life like that. It's very rich, very beautiful. It gives you a very beautiful, rich tone, you know, to your color. And sometimes, you know, you have to have it matched to the hair color, but it all goes, you know, by the individual. Some individuals, because of the texture of their hair, let's say maybe the European is not the best because it's so fine, and maybe the person's hair is a little too thick, so that would cause separation if they turn their hair. You know, you want the whole thing to flow. Maybe something like me, for instance, I would need thick hair. Maybe the Indian would work better for me because it's a little bit coarser in texture, so that would work beautifully for me. And it's not so much like one hair is better than the other. It's more which fits that person best. And so that's what you go by. And but it's, you know, if somebody has curly hair, then obviously, you know, the texture will be different. And some people have very fine curly hair, so then that's what I would seek out, the very fine curly hair, more of the, you know, the European hair, where, again, if someone has, you know, coarse texture, then I would go with a different type of hair to match that texture. So it's not necessarily one being better. It's just what fits that person the best.
That's incredible. I love that you're doing this. And then I saw also on your website you offer free consultations for people?
Yes, Yes, because, you know, that's a big step. And I think that when someone has questions, and I know myself, if I have questions and someone's willing to take the time to answer my questions, so many things get put at ease. And you make a much better decision where you decide, you know what, yes, I am ready for this. And maybe you decide, you know what, I'm still not quite ready for it. But the more information you have, I think it's the better decision you're going to make and the better the outcome for everyone. Where, you know, sometimes people feel like, oh, you know, they got kind of pushed into it and they weren't ready, and it's not a good thing. So I love answering questions. I love having free consultations for that reason, because if you have any questions in this way, you know, your questions are answered, you make a great decision, you're happy about, and then everyone's happy.
That's just genius. I mean, just the fact that you do that just, you know, reiterates the fact that I was saying about how much you care about your clients and that you really want it to work and you want it to be right and you know, all of that. And when you think about brides, those pictures last forever. So you're constantly saying this is your grandmother's wedding photos, and this was, or, you know, and how many times have we looked at photographs of yourself and said, oh, I hated my hair that day? It's never that you hate the memory of being at that place or being with that person. You just don't like the way your hair looked. And
right.
Just imagine if your hair always looked wonderful and you were always happy with your photographs.
Absolutely, absolutely. You cannot have a bad angle on with a beautiful mane. There's no bad angle. No, it's great. It really does do a lot. I mean, it's not, you know, like an article of clothing. It's so much more than that. It becomes part of you, and once it becomes that part of you, and you're just so comfortable and confident, it really makes a big difference in one's day. Just, you know, it's like I was telling you with my client, my 80-year-old client, where she says, it's a difference from just staying home and not really thinking, oh, I have something to do, then, and just get out there and be happy to be out there and not be afraid. And it's not necessarily, you know, that your hair is thin, but just, you know, that you feel, okay, this fits me beautifully. It you know, my I have clients that, you know, let's say short hair is beautiful and it's full, but then maybe just adding that little length, they feel like, you know what, it cuts into my back, so I don't feel like my shoulders look so wide. And it does. It'll cut into the back in such a way, or it's long enough where it falls right, you know, and it accentuates your waist, and that makes you feel happy. I mean, there's so many things that just come from wearing them that you don't even realize how happy they're making you. It's, again, you discover new things. It's like, gosh, I really love the way I can just wake up and walk out and it's like my hair's beautiful, or, you know, they feel some, it's almost like a security blanket it becomes. It's really quite amazing what the transformation that extensions can have on us. And it's because of that we've been fascinated with beauty and our long hair and beauty, you know, from forever. So it's wonderful that extensions are not just in, you know, one part of the world, that really now they're worldwide, and that they're making people happy in so many different ways, and that it's not one of those things that it's out of reach. Anyone can have them, and it will be for, you know, whatever reasons they feel are going to make them happy, whether it's just to have it long and thick, or to change maybe the, you know, the color with highlights, or, you know, to add a little tinsel for the holidays just to give you that little spark. It's just wonderful.
It really is wonderful. And I remember when I had my extensions before, I'm a big water baby. You know, I love the water. So, you know, I swim and I high dive and I surf and I scuba and I sail, you know, I race sailboats. And that was the big thing for me, was that when I was on a sailboat or when I was diving, I could come out of the ocean, or I could come out of a lake or the water, or I'd be water skiing or whatever that is, and my hair just always looked great. And I have baby fine hair, so before it would just always just be, you know, and instead it was thick, it was lush, it was curly, and, you know, it was just, it was a gorgeous hair all the time. And so, you know, when people are getting married and you think about wanting to feel fabulous and really that fairy tale coming true, and you think about your honeymoon or having sex on the beach or whatever it is that your fanny, you know, fairy tales and your fantasies, and just that, you know, that your hair is spread out over silk sheets or whatever that is, all of those images that people have are possible with hair extensions that look the most natural. And they're so easy to do, and you're such a joy, you know, to be with. And so I just think it's so much fun. And then I want to ask the other way. So you talk about the 80-year-old woman. Do you have teenagers do extensions as well?
Yes. And you know what? A lot of the teenagers, really in the last probably 5 years, I would say, where teenagers are becoming a bigger part of the clientele. And you know what? It's not so much that they need the hair. Some of these girls, you know, that their hair is thick, it's healthy, but it just won't go, it will not grow past a certain point. And, you know, and then that has to do a lot with different things, you know, maybe the thyroid, maybe the hormones, a combination. But the thing is, just by being able to have that hair longer, what it does to their confidence, it's really amazing. And some is just for fun, where, you know, that they want to have their hair looking absolutely gorgeous for their pictures, for graduation, for grad night. I mean, it's just the hair extensions are becoming one of those things that are now almost, you know, it is one of those essential things that it's one of those things, you know, okay, I have a lot of hair. It's the length I want it. I'm happy. And you know that you're going to love your pictures. And because you like what you see yourself, you have the thick, you have the length you want, you have the color you want, you're great. And these young girls, like I say, it's not necessarily that they need a lot of hair, but maybe they just want to add length. And a lot of times is that, also, they don't want to damage their hair so early on. So this is where the highlights come in with the extensions, the individuals. And so they're already thinking, you know, for the future, really, to not damage their hair. And this is one way around it. And I think it's great.
And also, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine when I was in New York last week, and she was talking about high school, and she was saying, oh, I hated my hair in high school, I hated my life. And it's funny how we go back to those days and say, you know, like you're saying, for the prom or dating, and that when my hair was too curly, it was too kinky, it was too long, it was too straight, it was too, and, you know, this is a solution for especially teens that don't have the strongest body image, where they could feel like they're beautiful all the time. And then a lot of teens do overseas programs for a semester, or they travel somewhere and graduate, and then this is such an easy way to maintain your hair while you're traveling. And especially for a kid that doesn't have to carry curling irons and tools and hot irons in their, you know, knapsack to go off to,
trip
or whatever. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. It's changing. It's constantly getting better and better. We've come a long way with the extensions, you know, just from where before the only way to put them in would be either to sew them in, which, you know, it's a very natural way to do it, definitely. There's no chemicals, no glue, no nothing involved. But you have the individuals that are likewise the same, very healthy. There's no heat, no glue, nothing that will damage the hair in any way. And in some instances, the keratin, where individuals with the special hair glue, the keratin, are needed just because you can control the amount of hair and the amount of glue that you want to put in that specific area, maybe toward the top. If it's too thin, where maybe the hair won't be enough to cover the row or enough to cover the individuals, then I'll go in there, you know, and literally, like, put 10, 11 hairs at a time in there. And it just, it adds to it, but it hides so beautifully. So there's always a way to work around it, definitely. It's there's no limits, and they're coming out with better stuff all the time and different methods, and it's wonderful because it's the hair extensions are not going to go anywhere. It's a billion-dollar industry, so they're here to stay definitely. And you know, there's girls that are going to be growing up to teenagers, and from that, you know, they go into womanhood. And when you're a new mom, the last thing you want to worry about is your hair. And like you said, if you have these extensions, your hair always looks beautiful. So you're a gorgeous mom. You don't, you know, not to look frumpy. Your hair is beautiful. You're carrying your baby, and, you know, it's wonderful. It's helping in so many ways, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally. It really is one of those things that I should fall on this therapy also, because it does so much for one and how we feel the inside and how happy we really they can make us.
Oh, it's just genius. Now, we have listeners right now on this show that are all over the world, you know, in Malta and Indonesia and, you know, France and Germany. So for people that are listening to this show, can you offer three hints or tips as if they're looking locally in their area, something to look for or to ask somebody before they go ahead and get extensions done?
Absolutely. Number one thing, what type of method do they feel that, you know, this person is recommending for them? And the quality of hair. You want hair that is not going to be the kind of hair that is, you know, so cheap that it's going to get tangled with your hair, and then in turn that ends up ruining your hair. You do want quality. You want to know that they're using quality product, that they are going to be careful in the way they implement the method that they're using, and that they're going to listen to you. And that's very important, that they listen to what it is that you want out of the extensions. So you can get those three things, you know, where they're using quality products, where they're telling you how they're going to implement the method, and that they listen to you and what you want out of it, then you should be okay. Quality, definitely.
That's great advice. Now, of course, the better bet would be to go to you directly. So tell people again how to find you. So, yes.
Yeah, definitely. My number is one of the best ways to reach me. And then also, you know, the email directly to my phone is Sarah Sierra Hair, SarahHair, at iCloud.com. And my number is 626-826-7313. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to, you know, answer your questions.
Just so beautiful, so exciting. Now, do you also do, you know, like the bridal party, the maid of honor and the bridesmaids and the mom? Could you, you know, do everybody?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes, you know, a person needs a little here and a little there, and just, you know, everyone having it just becomes one of those things that glues people together. It's like, well, I have some too, and you have something in common to share with everyone. It's really neat. But yes, no, everybody in the party can have them. That's absolutely fun. It really is. It becomes a lot of fun. And
that's
and
what
a
I
lot
always
of people,
think those spa days, you know, or when you go in to get manicured together, massaged together, you know, I think the spa days, but I just think hair extension party would be so much fun for everybody to get hair extensions.
Absolutely. Yes. No, it does become a lot of fun. And it's one of those things I'm telling you where I've experienced it, where people just they knew it was going to be a great experience. They knew it was going to be fun, and they're thinking, you know, well, I'm only doing this for the wedding. And the next thing you know, they see themselves, and they're in tears. They're like, my hair's never looked so beautiful. And the next thing you know, it's like, no, I'm keeping them. So it's really, really amazing. I had a client, and she had her baby. She graduated. She went through a very, very stressful pregnancy. And what ended up happening is she literally had spots where her hair fell out, alopecia. And she would wear hats. She wore hats. And finally, you know, she contacted me. I got together with her. She showed me a picture of when she was in college, her first year, how beautiful her hair looked. And she said, honestly, she goes, can my hair look like that again? I said, yes, no problem. So anyway, we got to work. You know, I got the hair for her, got the whole thing set up. I did her hair, and it was a combination of a piece and individuals. Oh, my goodness, when we were done, she didn't see herself. You know, I'm working on her, doing my sculpture on her head. And when I was done, I kid you not, and she saw herself, she literally burst into tears. And she was so happy, and she got those hats, and she literally, like, threw them. I was like, I don't ever need these things again. And her son, you know, walked in the room, her little boy, he was 4 at the time, and he's like, Mommy, you look like you got younger. And it was so cute. Oh, my gosh, we were all crying. Then her husband gets home from work, because we did this tour, you know, he was getting home from work, and it was the sweetest. He sees her, and he's like, oh, my goodness. He goes, Grandma, because her mom was there watching the baby, you know, her son while I did her hair, helping. And then he goes, can you please watch your grandson? He goes, I'm taking my girl out to dinner. It was just so sweet. And I love it. I love these things. I tell you, it's more than just the hair extensions, how they touch you. And I think that this is why I never grow tired, because it's beautiful. It comes from a place in everyone's heart where, yes, the extensions go on their head, but what it does to your heart, boy, you know, it's wonderful. Wonderful. So I've had so many beautiful experiences like that.
It's overwhelming. How heartwarming, how beautiful, and how loving. How absolutely. And that's when, you know, when I was watching you do extensions, that's what I felt. It was so loving, so much care, so much desire for the person's joy and beauty. And so we always ask for a definition, you know, for the website. What would fairy tale hair be to you if you had to define fairy tale hair?
It's the hair that when you look at yourself just makes you feel like a princess.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a perfect description.
Really, just, you love it.
Well,
I will never grow old of yeah, I'm probably going to be 90 and still doing hair. Just, I think I get as excited. I get excited for the person getting them, because I almost feel like I know what they're going to feel when they see themselves. And that's, I think I'm addicted to that feeling, to that emotion. Okay, here it comes when she sees herself in the mirror, you know, and it never fails. It's always a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I so appreciate you. I really do. I mean, from the moment that I met you,
Thank you. You're
such a beautiful person. And then you have such a gift and such a talent and such tremendous artistry. And I'm so excited for you to be doing mine, but I'm excited to share you with all of the listeners on this show, because you really are the very best of the best of the best of the best. And that's really what I want to do with this show, is I want to bring people, you know, that are the pinnacle of what they do, and truly fairy tale hair, and having that kind of confidence
and feeling beautiful inside as well as out, as we talk about the red carpet to the white carpet and what it takes to be a 10 bride, and really radiance and knowing that hair is one of the very top things that attracts a man, and certainly when you look at photographs, to be able to love your hair that day and love your hair always and never to take a bad picture, because you always feel like you look great and wonderful. And so I so appreciate, I know how busy you are, you're taking time out today to speak with us, to be with us, and to share your magic and artistry, because really it's so perfect and it's so beautiful. And I don't think there's a single person listening to the show that, you know, couldn't use you and what you do. And I know that your work is so stellar. And each and every person, when they leave your chair, there's magic and beauty just extolling. And that's really what the wedding and the fairy tale is about. So, and making those dreams come true, and you certainly do that. So, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. And I you know what, I appreciate it so much that people allow me to be that part of their life in that way, because it is a very personal thing, and I never take it for granted. I do appreciate the fact that I know it's special, just that someone can have the confidence, and that's something to confide to someone, you know, about your hair. It's something difficult. So I appreciate it, and I just, you know, I'm always grateful that they picked me and that they have that confidence in me. And this is why I will do whatever I have to do to not let them down. And just so that when they see themselves, they feel beautiful, and that they feel just like a princess. Yes.
Well, you do have that magic wand and that magic touch. So thank you so much. And I look forward to my time with you. And for everybody else, find Sarah Sierra. Go to her website, call her, have a consultation with her, and mostly, you know, let her create her magic and have your fairy tales come true. So, Sarah, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
What an incredible guest. Honestly, I've seen her work. She's just amazing, 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 amazing. Find her, go to her. She's spectacular. So I wish you all a wonderful week. We have exciting shows coming up, from intimacy to really unbelievable fashion advice. And, of course, we're coming up for the holidays. And what do you get your man for the holidays that's really, really, really special? So I wish you a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and a very special thank you to Sarah Sierra and Fairy Tale Hair. Have a wonderful week.